Hello and welcome back to our latest episode of West Coast XC. I'm your host, Ken Martinez. In today's episode, we are going to be talking to Keenan Gray of Dystat about Woodbridge. And you'll be impressed by Keenan's knowledge of the meat. If you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe. Click on the subscribe button. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please follow. We need lots of followers and subscribers. That would be so wonderful. Thank you so much for doing that. And for those that are already doing that, thank you. This is Woodbridge weekend. I will be up there, down there actually, taking pictures on Friday and Saturday. Looking forward to that. And it's such an amazing and epic meet with... So we're going to talk about the sweepstakes race, but there's so many other races that'll be awesome to watch too. So looking forward to that. This last week, we were all over the place. So we have, you know, Russell is up in Washington. He went to the Olympia meet at the Olympia cross country meet in the state capital of Washington. Todd was busy on Saturday. He went out to the Baylands, which is in Sunnyvale, California. And then he drove across California to go to Ceres, California, which is in the Central Valley. Stanislaus was hosting a night meet on a golf course, and he took pictures of the college athletes and the high school athletes. So go to Russell's Instagram account and go to his bio and look at the pictures from the Olympia meet. And Todd also has pictures from the Baylands meet, which was like a grade meet early season, per grade, I think 4,000 meter race. And then he's got these epic pictures at night of both college races and high school races out in near Turlock in Stanislaus, Cal State Stanislaus. I went to two meets myself. On Friday night, I went to Meriwether Golf Course in Hillsboro for the Meriwether Cross Country Classic. And I teach, and school gets out now at 3:40, and I had to be at the course at 4 o'clock, which, of course, I did not make it on time. But I tried to get there in time of the finish, but I was unable to take a picture of the winner, which was Lauren Gerlach of Tualatin, because she's just really fast, and she was 30 seconds ahead of the second-place runner, so I never got a picture of her. I didn't get there in time to get her picture. I felt bad, but I did get a chance to interview her. And then afterwards, I also talked to Jaden Warren of Jaden Warner of Warrington. And so you'll see here, Lauren Gerlach talks about her race from Tualatin. She ran 18:14.8 for 5,000 meters. And then I talked to Jaden Warner of Warrington, who ran 14:57.78. So let's check out their interviews right now. I'm with Lauren Gerlach of Tualatin, today's champion of the Meriwether Championship here in Hillsboro. How did it go out there?
It was good. I definitely had a stressful start to the race. Our team got here a little late, but I'm really proud of the effort I put in. I didn't really know where people were going to be in the race, but I was just happy that even though I ran by myself, I still put a good effort, and I was really just thinking a lot about being tough. And a lot of my teammates did really good today, too. I'm just really grateful for this opportunity and for my first ever win at a big meet like this. So
your team was running late, and you were kind of stressing out, but you got to the line, you won the race.
Yep.
Oh, wait, what's the next meet?
We have a home meet next Wednesday against Tiger.
Ooh, the rivalry, the Tualatin-Tiger rivalry. Well, Lauren, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I'm with Jaden Warner of Warrington High School, the champion of the Meriwether Golf Course Cross Country Championship. You had a little bit of a tight fight there with three runners, and you pulled away. What happened?
Absolutely. I just knew coming into this competition that, Battleground was going to be up there, Wilsonville, Tualatin. There's a bunch of competition at this meet. And so I just knew that I put in a lot of hill training, and it may not be the same training everyone else has put in. So I come out there and I crush some hills, and I hope I can come out here at this course and know that there's gonna be some hills, and hopefully I can separate from the group then. But
so I saw you at the night meet. You were super impressive. Great night meet.
Thank you.
And then I looked up your time from the night meet last year, and you improved a lot from last year. What's the secret?
I go down to Texas and train with my mom, and she puts me in the hot heat, and I train hard. And I didn't put a whole lot of training last year, and so just kind of separating my training and showing that if I put in the work and good comes out of it, and I'm glad I was able to PR as much as I did.
Okay, what's your next meet?
Next meet should be Woodbridge.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Friday
I'm excited.
Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
I'll see you there.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Well, I want to thank Lauren and Jaden for coming on and being willing to talk to me after their races. They're super tired. I appreciate them. Great composure telling a recap of their races. Then the next day, I went up to Tacoma, Washington for the Bellman Prep Invitational, a 2-mile race, first invitational of the season. And I saw the amazing Sophia Rodriguez of Mercer Island win her race by quite a bit. And so you'll see her talk about her experience, her race, and also how well her team ran, too. And then the next interview, you will see me talking to Central Kitsap, the boys from Central Kitsap. And we talked to them about how the race went. And you'll notice the guy in the middle is Mona Voss. He was the champion and won his race with some pretty good competition. And so the next segment here will be the athletes that ran at Bellman Prep.
I am with Sophia Rodriguez of Mercer Island, winner of today's 26th Bellman Prep Invitational. How did the race go for you?
Yeah, I think it went pretty well. It was like all right. I mean, just coming off of a big training and of summer and like a big training block, just training through everything. So yeah, I really just used it as a good like I guess marker for this year. But yeah, it was good.
And your team looked great.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we actually this was kind of like our first varsity official race, so we really came out and showed.
All right, what's the next race?
The Mook Invitational next Saturday. We have like one just like dual meet in between there, but the Mook is okay. Where things are gonna happen. Yeah.
All right, Sophia, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm with Central Kitsap. I'm with
Rory McLaughlin,
Mona Voss, Ethan Huff.
Guys, how'd it go today?
All right, it was kind of dusty.
Very dusty first day of the season, so just relearning how to race cross country.
Yeah, just reiterating what he said, just learning how to race again, but I went out strong and went out fast.
Yeah. Dusty out there, huh?
Yes.
Very, yeah.
Very hard to breathe.
Very hard to breathe. Mona, you won it.
Yes.
How did it go as planned?
No, I didn't go as planned because my goal was to try to break the meet record. I didn't go, it was 9:30 or anything. I didn't hit it, but it's fine.
Okay.
Next year?
Next year, right. You're a junior. You finished second last year.
Yes.
All right. And how do you guys feel as a team? How'd you guys do?
I feel all right.
First race of the season, so you know, a lot to improve, but you know, we're going for that state title at the end of the day. Yeah.
Okay.
I need to see the splits. I didn't see everything, but I think we did well.
All right.
I agree.
Okay, like what's next? What's your next meet?
Port Stillicum.
Port Stillicum. Okay. All right. Central Kitsap Tigers?
Cougars.
Oh my gosh, how embarrassing. Go Cougars!
Go Cougars.
All right, thank you.
Really enjoyed interviewing Lauren and Jaden and also with Sophia and the boys at Central Kitsap. I'm going to see if I can pull it off while taking pictures if I get a chance to go talk to athletes and get their perspective. So that's kind of a new thing I'm starting this year, and hopefully I'll be able to do more of that. And I'll be at Woodbridge this weekend, so hopefully I'll get to talk to some kids about their experience racing at Woodbridge. Well, speaking of Woodbridge, let's go now to Keenan Gray of Dystat and talk about the big meet in Irvine, California called the Woodbridge Invitational. All right, we are here with Keenan Gray of Dystat. Hey, Keenan.
Hello, very excited. This is a fun time of the year. I know it's early on, but Woodbridge is here. It gets me pumped.
Yeah, and you are juggling a lot of things. You did an interview because GRIAC is this weekend.
Yep.
And you did interviews because Woodbridge is this weekend. And you are posting like crazy and about the World Championships in Tokyo. You are busy.
Yeah, no, it's been really fun. And, you know, it's not ideal to wake up at 3:00 in the morning on the West Coast. So I don't know if that's Tokyo's way of getting back at us for, you know, when the World Championships were here in 2022 and, you know, they're 16 hours ahead of us and of course we're 16 hours behind them. So, but hey, no, it's been all fun. It's been cool to, you know, get to watch all these, you know, amazing performances, but on the flip side, you know, get ready for this high school cross country season. That's, you know, really, this is like the first big weekend of the high school cross country season.
Right. And some amazing kids are coming from all over the place, all over the Western United States. We're going to talk about the sweepstakes races, which will be on Saturday night. Let's start with the girls race. They run first before the boys do. What are some of the teams that you're looking forward to seeing?
Well, before we kind of, dive into this year's particular teams and individuals to watch for, let's talk about last year and just how, truly special it was. Of course, Riley Blade getting the win, running 15:20, and everyone always wants to criticize Woodbridge for not being a real cross country course, but matter of fact is, if you're a high school girl running 15:20 for 3 miles, you're really, really good. And so, now she's at Florida State. I expect her to be in that top seven here as she gets her freshman season going. But, I mean, that race in general, I mean, just the stars were there. Not only did you have, Riley Blade, you had Kiara Daly, you had Lily Alder, you had Jane Hedengren in that race. So, I mean, Sadie Englehart, of course. I mean, just the list of champions that were in that field was just truly mind-boggling. And it certainly lived up to the hype, and the times were – you were there, of course. You got to see this in person.
Yeah,
I was back in Eugene calling this race from our studio at runnerspace.com. And it was just, I mean, it blew my mind away and just blew the expectations out the door. And again, you could say it's not a true cross-country course. You can say the shoes. But the matter of fact is these kids are doing it, and let's enjoy it as much as possible.
Very fast. Yeah, the girls' race was amazing last year. And many of the kids you just mentioned are running this year, so it's going to be awesome this year too.
Yeah, so the top two returners, of course, are Kiara Daly and Lily Alder, who finished second and third, respectively. So, of course, both those ladies were under that previous course record of 15:32, which Kiara finished second last year in 15:28. And you think with Kiara after running that, it's like it's going to be a huge season for her. Unfortunately, that was not the case. At Foot Locker, was not able to, finish that race because she had some sickness. And then you have Lily Alder, who, finished third, 15:28, doesn't qualify, for Nike Cross Nationals. So, for them, this is their way of showing the entire country, let's get back into the conversation again, being cross country, national contenders. And it really starts this weekend at Woodbridge. But on the flip side, you have a lot of other girls that are back from last year's sweepstakes race that, could potentially shake things up. You have a Peyton Meineke of Riverdale Ridge in Colorado, who was eighth. Braylon Combe, who's, we know her as a miler on the track, but, can she fill that role as Riley Blade for Santiago Corona this year? Because Santiago has got a really good team, and they actually have a team that had the best finish last year that's back, that brings back a lot of their core athletes. The other athletes, Grace Smith and Isla Bloomer of Claremont, California, both really good. It's probably maybe the best duo in the entire meet. And then you have Millie Bayless of Tribuco Hills, Jordan Banta from Air Academy, and then Isabella Ramirez of Bullard. So really, those are the key returners.
Right.
But also, you have to think about who's coming in that hasn't ran in this race before. And I actually got a chance to talk with this young lady the other day from Eastlake High School in California, Jalen Williams. And it was just mind-boggling to me. I'm like, you're from California and you haven't ran in Woodbridge in the 4 years that you've been doing this, or at least the 3 years. Now she's in her fourth year.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, there hasn't been the opportunities. Last year she was entered in the field, didn't show up, didn't race it because she had an Achilles injury that she was dealing at the beginning of the season. So there was that. But also, she's someone that I think, when it's all said and done, I think she's probably the one that is going to win this thing. I think she's going to, potentially have a chance to win this. She's already had a really good win under her belt already this season against Kiara Daly, ran 16:03 at the Ravens Invitational, won by 7 seconds. She's starting to get back to the form that we saw from her sophomore year. I believe when she in her sophomore year, I think she broke 10. I could be mistaken about that for the 3200. So, last year was a setback with the Achilles injury, of course, finishing with a Foot Locker All-American honors. But she says she's, she's up the mileage. She's getting into the weight room. She's getting stronger. Things are starting to go her way. And that's what happens when kids are 100% healthy. So I expect her really to have a pretty big breakout performance. That being said, there's also athletes like Summer Wilson from Irvine, who had a really good season opener in 10:03 for a 2 mile, which, again, it's not a cross country course or whatever. You're running 10:03 for a 3200 and we're in September.
Yeah. It's
very, very good. Now, making the trek all the way from the East Coast, and I was shocked
to see
to see these guys making the trek all the way is Union Catholic. And oh, by the way, their star athlete and Paige Shepherd is probably going to be, you know, one of those athletes that contends with Jalen Williams, Kiara Daly, and Lily Alder. Heck, I know I said Jalen has a pretty good shot to win this thing. Paige Shepherd might have a legit shot to win this.
Yeah, I forgot. I said everybody from the West Coast, but I forgot about Union Catholic. And then it's not just Paige Shepherd. They're pretty deep. They have other girls that can really score.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to be without Sophia Thompson, it looks like, after I look at the entry list. And Sophia Thompson is a really good miler. But they do have Kaylee Kaiser, who has been like their number two, it seems like. Going back to last year and even the start of the season, Paige, you know, won their first race of the year, and then Kaylee was their second runner. But don't mistake in the milers, and that was something I remember from last year with regards to like Owen Powell when he won this race along with Josiah Tostenson. I'm like, you know, these kids are, you know, they're great milers on the track, but can that translate into the cross country scene? And it did, because Owen Powell and Josiah Tostenson ran 13:30 and 13:31. So I'm curious to see, you know, how Paige responds. I mean, it's not like, you know, Union Catholic has made this trip before. They've gone to Arcadia in years past. So this is just like, you know, another type of, you know, Arcadia invitation where they're making that trip from New Jersey all the way to California.
It's going to be awesome. So we've got, on the team side, you got Buchanan, Union Catholic, Jay Sarah, Air Academy, Chabuco Hills. This is a chance for them to move in the rankings a little bit and set themselves up for the rest of the season.
Yeah, Buchanan's, you know, after what they were able to accomplish last year at NXN, you know, finishing, I believe it was second they got at NXN last year. They bring back so many girls. They bring the Buckley sisters back. They bring Gabby Gutierrez back, Molly Sundgren. You know, all four of those girls at Woodbridge last year, or excuse me, yeah, at Woodbridge last year, finished top 55. If they finished top 25, they would have won the whole damn thing, of course. But they finished fourth as a team last year. I expect that to be a better result this year. They should be the team to beat this year. And I'm mistaken, they actually got third at Nike Cross Nationals last fall. So, but again, you know, Union Catholic, really strong team, really, you know, deep team. Of course, without Sophia Thompson, you know, maybe that might be a little bit of a killer for them when it comes to a third runner on their team. But, you know, those two teams should be really fun to watch for. And then Air Academy, you know, Air Academy is a really good team. I was at Liberty Bell this last week. They didn't show all their cards. I don't think they're going to show all their cards this weekend because it looks like they're going to be without Chamora Cooper in their lineup. They've been dealing with some sicknesses, as I talked to Jordan Banta about that. But when it's all said and done, I think Air Academy is going to be one of those teams that's, you know, top six, top five at Nike Cross Nationals. So yeah, this is going to be a really fun girls race.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. And then you did a little flashback to last year's race, and you mentioned a little bit about the boys race with the two boys from the Pacific Northwest, actually a third boy from the Pacific Northwest in Idaho. It was a pretty incredible finish between Josiah and Owen.
Yeah, that was from a Northwest perspective. I was just like, you know what? The Northwest is going to rule cross country this fall. That wasn't the case by the end of the season at both Foot Locker at NXN. But, you know, that was reassuring, the fact that, you know, the Pacific Northwest, Idaho, Oregon, Washington have legitimate runners. And we've known in the fact that Oregon and Washington have always had good runners. But the fact that, you know, you're putting Coeur d'Alene, Idaho on the map is telling all, because, you know, in Idaho, it's mostly been Boise. It's been Rocky Mountain. Well, for the last couple of years, it's been Coeur d'Alene. And it was because of those Cervi Skinner twins. And then they bring back Wyatt Carr this year, which Wyatt should be the one, you know, kind of chasing down in that top 10 mix this year individually.
It says a lot about Coeur d'Alene because they lose their 1-2 boys, their twins. Mm-hmm. And they're still deep. They're still a top 10 team. Yeah. You have them at number 7. You know, they're a top 10 team. So
yeah, they're a very good team.
So we've got, then we have Harriman, who's won this meet 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. And, but then the boys from Carmichael, California, Jesuit is coming down. That should be
fun. If there's any team that's going to, you know, stop Harriman's, you know, reign at Woodbridge the last 3 years, and let's give credit where credit is due. I mean, Doug Soles, ever since he has left California to go to Utah, has just turned Harriman into this perennial powerhouse. And, you know, three consecutive Woodbridge titles has never been done before. Could they potentially go for a fourth unprecedented title this year? It's likely, but the team that stands in their way is a Jesuit squad who is completely deep with talent. You know, you mentioned the fact that Isaac Abbott, Lucas Alberts, Drake Hofer, those guys are really their core guys they rely on to, you know, pick up those lesser points. And they work really well together. They all have their strengths, whether it's, you know, speed or the longer distances. They right. seem to work together, and that flows well with this Jesuit team, which down the road could benefit them when it comes to Nike Cross Nationals. Again, Niwot's a really good team. Jesuit, if things go the way that they could go, and of course, you know, Nike Cross Nationals, it's never predicted like what that weather is going to be like, and California teams have proven that they have struggled at Nike Cross Nationals. But if they somehow, some way, you know, with that experience from last year, find a way to, you know, overcome the weather, they could give Niwot some fits.
Yeah, you mentioned the two California schools, Buchanan and Jesuit. They do have the advantage this year of experience. You know, they've been there before, so they're veterans.
Yeah, but with regards to Harriman, though, as they're, you know, they're ranked number four in our Diestat rankings, they have a really solid 1-2 punch. And in fact, they might have arguably one of the best, if not the best. And I know he's number three right now in the individual rankings, runner in the entire country, in Jackson Spencer. Mm-hmm. And his story is so cool. So last year, joined Harriman for the very first time after, you know, transferring from Syracuse High School. In fact, he's kind of been all over the place. He's been moving a lot, but finally settles into, you know, a program with, you know, experience, great coaching, guys that are, you know, legitimate runners. Of course, I'm talking about the Tang twins, Tayshaun Ogomo, who are all three are now at Utah State University. With those three having Jackson under their wings, Jackson has just blossomed into one of the best runners into the entire country. And where that really started was this race last year when he finished sixth in the sweepstakes race. He told me, as we chatted the other day, and we're actually going to be posting it pretty soon, is he told me his goal was just to even break 14 minutes at Woodbridge. And of course he did that, 13:49. Now his goal this year is to, you know, obviously not only break 13:40, but to win the dang thing. Heck, he might even try to go for under 13:30. I mean, this kid is in such good shape right now. And he says he's about like 20 seconds faster ahead of what he's running in the first two invitationals compared to where he was as a junior last year. On top of the fact, he's kind of come down from elevation, so he's not going to be running at 4,500 feet. He's going to be running at sea level on the flattest course in the entire country. Mm-hmm. I think I saw like a Strava post that it said like there was 7 feet of elevation gain.
Yeah, it's pretty flat
on this course. So there's like the little like whoop, little bump really in the flat in the soccer field. But
yeah,
you know, this guy to me is going to be really hard to beat on Saturday night.
I think he might win it by a bit.
I think he could win it by a bit. I don't know if it's going to be as close as it was last year. I think to me, Jackson Spencer is arguably going to be the heavy favorite this weekend.
But you know, boys are, you know, competitive, and you got some superstars in there. They might go out with them and see how long they can stay with them. Who are some other boys you think could possibly try to stay with them or be
there? There is one guy I have some questions about, and he's really good. Don't get me wrong. He had a great junior season, awesome season in the state of Colorado last year, and it's Aiden LaRue of Cheyenne Mountain.
Yeah.
So the reason I have Aiden, you know, some people have Aiden ranked as high as, you know, number one in the country or in the top five, top 10. The reason I have Aiden ranked, you know, just outside the top 10 is because he had a loss at the beginning of the season. He lost to, I think it was Dylan Blair from Eagle Valley. He lost to him at the beginning of the season. And it's like, whoa, like what's going on? Like why is, you know, there's these expectations. Like maybe again, it's the first race of the year, so I'm overreacting here a little bit, but oh, Aiden LaRue, maybe he's not as good as we thought he's going to be. He's good, don't get me wrong, but like, you know, is he going to be able to compete with a guy like Jackson Spencer? I have no idea. I definitely know that those two are familiar with each other because they split head-to-head matchups last fall when Aiden beat Jackson at NXR Southwest, and then Jackson returned the favor at Nike Cross Nationals and beat him by 2 spots there. So they're 1-1 in their matchups. So really, this is the best of three series. This is game three. You know, if we're talking like Major League Baseball wild card,
Rubber, the rubber match.
this is game three. So this is going to be a nice little test to see, you know. I mean, this is Jackson's first test of the year. Aiden LaRue's already had a test. He's already had some adversity. He finished second in his first race. You know, how much fire is Aiden LaRue going to be carrying into a meet like Woodbridge? So, you know, to me, those are the top two guys, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, what they do against each other.
You mentioned in your article that you can read on DiceStat that 2 years ago, the Evan Newman won the event for California, represented California, and there's a returner that finished seventh last year, who is back, and he's from Martin Luther King, Maximo Zavaleta. He might be a local California kid that might be in the mix there.
Yeah, and that's, you know, because this is a California meet and they pride themselves so much on, you know, like, let's get, like, if California doesn't win this, I don't know if I don't know if they're upset or like they probably feel like, oh, this is a loss for us. Like, this is not good. Like, we need someone from California need to win this race. And, you know, Maximo Zavaleta was that guy last year that, you know, was trying to, you know, make his way up throughout the entire race and finish seventh in the field. I'm not sure, you know, if he's going to be able to compete with guys like Aiden LaRue or Jackson Spencer. But at this point, you know, he's probably the guy that has the best chance of, you know, winning the sweepstakes title. But there's also a handful of other guys in the state of California. Like, you know, as I mentioned, those Jesuit boys, there's Aiden Antonio, Aiden Zavala of the hosts of
Yeah,
Woodbridge
that's
High
kind of
School, of
fun. The
course.
Woodbridge hostess has a really good
Yeah.
kid.
Then you have, you know, the duo from Matilda Torres and Hunter Hanna, Benjamin Fernandez, Jackson Northcutt. I like Jackson Northcutt of Mount Carmel to do something big in this race. He's like 14-17 for his first race of the season. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good indicator that his fitness is there early on in the season. So I'm really curious to see what he's able to do for Mount Carmel.
Now, last year you announced the meet from Eugene. Are you doing that this year too? Or are you too busy with
No, I will not
Open?
be announcing it this year. This year will be Ben McGrath. He'll be on the call for those races. But of course, I'll be paying real close attention. I mean, normally I would be doing the announcing. I just have a lot on my plate right now
Oh no, you're busy. You
and all the coverage. And, you know, I'm holding down the fort while our editor, Doug Bender, is over in Tokyo right now and just, you know, doing an awesome job over there, bringing the best coverage possible. And, you know,
It's amazing coverage, and also it's just the every finals is, I mean, every, you know, there's like in the Pacific Coast here, and it's like the windows between like 5:30 to 6:30 is when everything happens in the morning, and
yes.
all field events, sprints, distance events are just crazy awesome this year. It's a great
Yeah,
meet.
no, it's been fun to watch. And you know, I feel for Cooper Luchtenhaus. Like, you know, there was all these expectations for him, but you know, he's 16 years old. He's running in front of 50,000 people in
It's
a country
wild.
that he's never been to before, wearing a USA kit as a professional athlete for the very first time. I can imagine there were a lot of nerves, but even then, he still ran 147, which we know we've seen him run 142. So, like, all right, 147 by his standards, it's a mediocre performance. For any high school athlete, they would dream of running 147 and being in a, you know, a world championship semi or, yeah, first round at representing their country.
You know what's kind of mind-boggling is that there is no world championship next year. It's the off year, so they'll happen again in 2027. He'll still be in high school.
Yep. Well, and guess what? Guess where the World U20s are at next year?
It's in Eugene. You think, oh yeah, that'd be fun. You should come back
Yeah.
for that.
So Cooper Luchtenhaus has a very, very good chance of, in fact, he probably will win the U.S. title, and then he might win the World U20 title next year. So that'll be really fun to, you know, getting to witness that. And he's had a lot of good races at Hayward this year. He had the national record at NON, and then he finished second at USA Seniors. But circling back over to, you know, Woodbridge. There are a couple of athletes, you know, not from the state of California that will be in the mix. I already mentioned Wyatt Carr from Coeur d'Alene. There's Griffin Sackey, I believe that's so you pronounce it, from Bridgeland, Texas.
Right. His sister, his sister is also a pretty good runner too, right?
Yeah, sister's really good. Bridgeland's got a solid squad all around. They're a team that, you know, that could, that can mix it up in an XR South this year. Then you got Zarian Rodriguez of Hamilton, you know, another Southwest regional standout, which everyone, every year, Southwest is loaded with talent. So this is just another, you know, if you don't make the, if you don't make the top five at NXR Southwest and you're within the top 10 individually, that speaks volume, because it's it's that good of a region. So
that's really tough.
Other athletes from the state of Texas, Kai McCullough of Austin Vandegrift, Noah Stroman of Holiday, Texas. He came up with a really big win to start this year over Rural Newberry in a meet recently down there. Then you got Brady Anderson of Faith Lutheran out of Nevada, Mason Moracle of Caldera, and Ash McInnes. I got a chance to actually watch him race for the very first time at the Marist Invitational. Very, very talented. A lot of improvements he's made from last year, and he ran 14:55 on what was a pretty, pretty flat course at Marist High School. But he's somebody that to definitely keep an eye out for. And then, of course, you got Carson Smith from Air Academy, and then Simon Martin from Page, Arizona.
And they're all over the place, too. It's not just like, it's a California meet, but there's all kinds of kids. What a great exposure for everybody. And we can watch this on Runnerspace Friday and Saturday, right?
Yeah, Friday and Saturday, we'll have coverage on both days. So, of course, you know, Friday, we'll have the rated races, and then Saturday will be those sweepstake races. But, I mean, if you truly love cross-country, high school cross-country to be exact, and if you want to watch a marathon of races, tune in to runnerspace.com, because you're going to get races all day long from Irvine, California at Great Park, because that just, I mean, you've experienced it. I haven't had a chance to go experience Woodbridge before. I would love to someday, but I mean, it's just mind boggling to me, just the amount of races that they have. And what is it, like every 10 minutes that the races go off?
Yeah,
it's like every 5 minutes, actually, I think, or something like that. Just like the amount of athletes that go there, and just the experience of being there, just it's fun, and it's a really, really good start to the season.
You know? And it's a really great park too. It's a humongous park, as you can have to imagine. It has to be.
It's amazing. Just gives us a really good idea of what, you know, we could see later down the road when it's in December, whether that be, you know, at Nike Cross Nationals or now the Brooks Cross Country Championship. So this is a fun one. This is a nice national early season test for a lot of these teams and athletes.
Well, looking forward to it, and looking forward to more coverage from Tokyo too. So Keenan, keep up the good work. I know you're busy. I really appreciate you coming on, and we'll be talking to you soon, and looking for all your content on DieStat.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Ken.
Thank you. I want to thank Keenan Gray of DieStat for coming on and giving us the lowdown on the Woodbridge Invitational. You can tell he has done his research. He knows all these great kids. He was able to quote races that they've already done early in September, which is pretty darned amazing. Pretty good memory, too. I'm impressed. And he mentioned you can watch the Woodbridge Invitational on runnerspace.com. And you can see all the races from Friday to Saturday. I will be there on Friday and Saturday to take pictures of the varsity races and get those up as soon as possible. And so look forward to that. And then we also have some other people taking photos for us, and we need to give them a shout out. Our friend Todd from the Bay Area is going to go to the Farmer Invitational, which is at Hayward High School. And Todd has talked about how the Hayward High School has revamped their course, because that's where the CIF-NCS sectional championship is in cross country. Last year was pretty muddy and difficult, and they've redone the course, hopefully to make it less muddy. And we won't know if it'll be less muddy on this weekend, because California hasn't gotten any rain recently. Although I understand there's some thunderstorms happening down in Southern California. But I think it should be a fairly dry course. But kids will get a chance to see the new course, which will be awesome. And so look for Todd's photos when he finishes those. Our friend Russell, Russell Moore, will be up at Fort Steilacoom in Tacoma. Apologize to our Tacoma friends if I mispronounce Fort Steilacoom. Okay. Anyway, he'll take pictures there, and he'll have those up for you too on his Instagram account. My daughter Anna, God bless her, she's going all the way out to Tillamook, and she's going to take pictures of the Mook. And so we'll have those pictures for you too. So that's a pretty good weekend. We've got Washington, Oregon, Northern California, Southern California, because you know why? The West Coast is the best coast. We'll see you next time. Thank you.